from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Natalie Brown.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday the 2nd of June.
Well, the minimum wage in Australia will be increased by 5.75% from July 1st. That means it'll be $22.61 an hour. Award rates will also be increased by the same amount after a ruling by the Fair Work Commission. The decision will affect about one quarter of all Aussie employees.
In Victoria now, a boy and his teacher had to be rescued by a police helicopter after they got lost during a school camp activity. The pair were part of a larger group that went for a walk on Wednesday night in Dunkeld. They got separated from the pack and were eventually winched to safety at 3:30 a.m. on Thursday morning. How embarrassing.
Goodness me. To travel news, and Singapore Airlines has become the first in the world to offer all customers free unlimited Wi-Fi on flights. The policy will come into effect from July 1. The announcement comes just days after Singapore was named the fifth best airline in the world for 2023.
To sport, American Taylor Fritz is public enemy number one in Paris after knocking the last remaining French player out of the French Open. He beat Arthur Rinderknecht in four sets. Apologies if I got that name wrong. Now, the crowd was obviously against him for most of the match, and he angered locals at the end of the game by putting his fingers to his lips and telling them to be quiet.
Well, you got to be brave to do that. And the French might not forget that.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
British TV presenter Philip Schofield has spoken for the first time about his affair with a much younger male colleague. He said he is ashamed and sorry, but denied claims he groomed the young man. Here's what he told The Sun.
He worked at the show for a bit. We became mates. And then one day, something happened that just changed it. I absolutely know. There is no question I did a bad thing.
Since the affair was made public, Schofield has lost all of his TV gigs and has been dumped by his management.
And finally, a radio show in Melbourne broke a Guinness World Record this morning. Fox FM's Fifi, Fev and Nick broadcast for 27 hours straight to set a new record for the longest marathon for a radio music show.
I can confirm that you have stuck to the guidelines at all times. That's a brand new Guinness World Records title. You are officially amazing.
Good on you, guys. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.